Proctor Creek has been a problem for residents of 35 Northwest Atlanta neighborhoods, and it's been a problem for a long time. It's polluted, it floods, but that's changing. WABE's Molly Samuel continues her series about Proctor Creek now. Today, she looks at what's going on to fix the troubled waterway.
There are two reasons for the problems with Proctor Creek. Both are about infrastructure. I'm talking about how Atlanta was built. And before we get going, let me say, Proctor Creek is not the only waterway with problems. There's not a creek in Atlanta that doesn't have pollution, and many other neighborhoods have flooding. But back to this creek on the west side. Reason number one for the problems, sewers.
In the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, going into the 90s, the city of Atlanta continued to grow and grow, but failed to invest in its sewer infrastructure.
Jason Olseth is with the environmental group Chattahoochee Riverkeeper.
It got to the point to where the sewer capacity was so limited that every time it rained, we had millions of gallons of sewage going into our waterways.
Including Proctor Creek, which flows into the Chattahoochee River. Sewage, like straight from toilets. In 1995, Chattahoochee Riverkeeper sued the city of Atlanta over violations of the Clean Water Act. The lawsuit resulted in a couple agreements where Atlanta promised to clean up its sewer act. The city has spent billions of dollars since then. And
Proctor Creek is much healthier and is much safer than it has been in a very long time.
Olseth says he does still sometimes find toilet paper in the creek, but overall pollution is way down. So problem number one is mostly fixed because of the city's upgrades to its sewer system. On to the next problem, too much pavement. Proctor Creek starts in downtown, which is mostly roads and parking lots and buildings, things that don't absorb water when it rains.
As we pave more surfaces, there's less opportunity for nature to hold water and handle it.
Scott Jenkins is the general manager of Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Water runs off really fast into the storm system, which overcomes the system and then floods low-lying areas.
Those low-lying areas, in this case, are Atlanta's west side neighborhoods like Vine City and English Avenue. And why, you may ask, do we have the GM of a new football stadium talking about Atlanta's water infrastructure? It's because that stadium is supposed to help reduce flooding. Jenkins and I are under Martin Luther King Drive, next to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We're standing on a slab of cement, which covers what will be a huge tub full of rainwater.
Like a giant swimming pool, and I don't know, what would you say, it's maybe 70 feet wide by a couple hundred feet long and maybe 20 feet tall. So it's a big container, and that's where the rainwater is going to get held.
So some of the rain that falls around the stadium and on its roof will eventually end up here instead of flooding nearby neighborhoods.
We're going to capture it, hold it, and reuse it on site for the cooling towers and also for irrigating our landscaping.
Another way to handle stormwater is parks. First of all, they're not paved over, so water can soak into the ground. Plus, they can have things like ponds and special water-absorbing rain gardens. Several years ago, the local nonprofit Park Pride proposed a series of parks and green spaces for the west side to address flooding. A couple of them have been built, and more are on the way with help from the nonprofit Conservation Fund.
You have the lawn here, rain gardens here.
Tony Torrance is the founder of the Community Improvement Association. We're walking in his neighborhood of English Avenue, and he's telling me his vision for one of those future parks.
The mission is to make sure that our community is whole, sustainable, healthy, affordable.
Torrance says he sees the future park not just as an opportunity to ease flooding, but also to teach people about the environment, say showing them how to build rain gardens at home, and to create jobs.
The environmental conscience, what we're trying to tap into, all right?
So the flooding in neighborhoods along Proctor Creek isn't solved yet, but the parks are coming online. Just last week, the city had an official groundbreaking for one of them.
The Rodney Cook Senior Park is destined to become a signature landmark in the life of our city.
That's Mayor Kasim Reed at the event. Cook Park will collect stormwater from all over Vine City. It'll have statues of civil rights leaders. And it'll be a big, beautiful new spot in an area that's been short on green space. So it addresses flooding, but it brings a lot else to the neighborhood, too.
Ultimately, I think it is going to be a centerpiece for the revitalization of this community.
George Dusenberry is with the Trust for Public Land, which designed Cook Park.
You'll attract more residents, you'll attract more businesses, you'll see some investment economic development.
But some residents are worried that the revitalization won't include them. We'll talk about concerns about gentrification tomorrow. Molly Samuel, WABE News.
And as Molly mentioned, her series on Proctor Creek continues tomorrow on Morning Edition. And if you want to catch the rest of the series, you can check it out on our website, wabe.org.